We're starting Hilchas Chanukah. Won't be able to cover all of Hilchas Chanukah, just a few some more. Simen Tov Rishayin. Dvorim Asurim V'Amutorim V'Chanukah. B'Chofei B'Kislev Maschilin Ches Yimei Chanukah. 25th of Kislev, so the 8 days of Chanukah begin. V'Asurim B'Hesped V'Tainis. Aval Mutorim B'Asiyas Moloch. But there is no Yisamaloche and Chanik. V'nehage Yisanoshim Sheloi Lasis Melocho Be'ich Anir Yisdilki. There is a mineg among women, just among women, not among men, that while the Chanukah candles are still burning, they don't do any Melocho. The reason is why women are Zoi on that, not men, because the Nes Chanukah was done. Women have more than an equal share on the Nes Chanukah, because Yehudis, the daughter of Matisyahu, she was one of the pillars in the Nes Chanukah. She killed one of the greatest Tzir Yisrael in the generals of Antiochus and Epiphanes. So because of that, the women had a minig not to do meloche while the Chanukah candles are still burning. In other words, that no one should tell them, you don't have to do it, because it's a very fine minig. Ribu hasudei shemar bimboem him sudei sorishus shalikovum limishte visimcha. The Mechaber paskens that the sudeis and Chanukah is a Suda Soshus, because Chanukah, the Chachomim were only Keveya, to be Madlik the Neireis and Hal Vidoye, but no Simcha. However, the Loshna Rambam is Yimei Simcha. There's a Loshna Rambam. Now, the Ramo also says that there is Ksas Mitzvah, but not because of the Rambam Stam. The Rambam Stam, from the Rambam it's Mashma, that the Chachomim were Keveya, Yimei Chanukah, not only for Hal Nidoye, but also for Yimei Simcha. Mitzad the Nes Chanukah, the Nes of Parashemen, the Nes of the Milchomes. But this time, this Maral Miprog, so another time, because there is a Medresh, that the Mishkan, even though the dedication of the Chanukah Sabbath, the Mishkan, took place Rish Chodesh Nissan, but actually the Mishkan was completed on Chofei B'Kislev. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that it should stand Mikupo folded until Aleph B'Nissan, then will be the dedication, the Chanukah HaMishkan. But it was completed, the construction of the Mishkan was completed on Chofei Kislev. And according to the Medrash, the Rebbeinu Shalom said that it should stand in a folded state until Aleph B'Nissan, and because there is going to be in the future another Chanukah HaMikdash, that's in the days of the Chashmonaim. So when Chashmonaim liberated the HaMikdash from the hands of the Syrian Greeks, so then they purified the Mishkan, the Mikdash, and they rededicated the Mikdash. So actually there were two dedications of the Mikdash. One, not the real dedication, just the completion, already to be dedicated in the Midbar, and the other one, the days of the Chashmonaim. So the Ramo paskens, because of that, there is a mitzvah of Sudes and Chanukah. V'yesh emrim sheyesh sas mitzvah b'ruba Sudes mishum deis mayomim oya Chanukah samizbeach. But according to the Rambam, it's the Chachomim or Keveya, Yimei Chanukah is Yimei Simcha, an account of the Nes Chanukah itself. V'nei agim leimar zmires v'shvoches b'sudei shemar b'mbem. We always have a Sudas Mitzvah according to all this. Yeish emrim sheyeish leachel gvino b'chanika, to eat cheese and chanika, lifi shanes nase b'cholov Shechilo Yehudis, the daughter of Matisyo, Esoev, the general, the Greek general, Eimaspidim behem el chochom bifonov. Hesped is oser an chaniki, but if there is a levaye of itamit chochem bifonov, so it's muter to be masped. Veimisanim yem shemeiz bei avoim. Vitanis chaleim bechaniko. Ein liil simen tovkuf samaches ifei ulinyan tzidikadin. Ein liil beches reshchedes. So there it's mentioned any day we don't say tachnun, so there is no tzidikadin. Seida adlokas nechanikum kima nechosei. Tzorech lizoyo meid badlokas neres chanike. Veafilu oni amispanis min azdoke sheel meicha ksusei vilikeach shemen lahadlik. In other words, the mitzvah of hadlakas nechanike is chomo because of persuma nisei. Like this, a poor man is not mechuyev to ask money in order to mekayim the mitzvah. Even mitzvah is the rais, if he doesn't have money to buy an esrik, so he's potter, he doesn't have to ask money. Somebody should give him a donation so that he would be able to buy an esrik. If he can get somebody who will be maknim the esrik, so he's mechuyev to do it. But if he can't, so he's an onus, he's potter. Mashein came by the mitzvah of Nechanike and by Abba Kaysers, the halacha is that even if somebody is poor and he has to collect money in order to be kind of mitzvah of Nechanike, or the kind of mitzvah of Abba Kaysers, so he's mechuyev to do it. Why? Because of Pesumenise. So in Nechanike there is the element of Pesumenise, in Kriyas Amgila there is the element of Pesumenise, and Abba Kaysers also, to show Cherus. In other words, what is the mitzvah of Abba Kaysers? To drink Yain Abba Kaysers in order to demonstrate that we are Bnecherin and we became free men. So that's also Pesumenise. So in these three mitzvahs, even a poor man is mechuyev to collect or even to sell an extra baget that he has in order to mekayim the mitzvah. Kamon eres madlik bilaylo rishon madlik echot. The first night is madlik one candle. Mikam veilich meisi veilich, we paskun like bisilal. That misifim veilch. Veilich echot b'cholaylo. Ache b'lachrei yio shmeino. Vafilim rabim ne'abayis liyadlik yesa. Now here we have a strange phenomenon. Usually the mechaber paskuns like the Rif and the Rambam, and the Ramo paskuns like Teisves the Rosh. Here we have just the reverse. The mechaber, who generally speaking paskins like the Rambam, here he paskins like Teisves. And the Ramo, who generally speaking paskins like Teisves and the Rosh, not like the Rambam, here he paskins like the Rambam. So in other words, the Gemara says that Nitzas Nechanike Neir Ishu Beisei. Neir Ishu Beisei. So that means that the basic chiyuv consists in lighting one candle for the whole household, for the whole family. There is no chiyuv incumbent upon each and every member of the household to light Chanukah candle. The Balabais or anybody else, it doesn't have to be done by the Balabais. Anybody. Usually it's done by the Balabais. So he lights one candle the first night and even the eighth night, and everybody is yetze, the basic chiyuv. However, there is a mehadrin and there is a mehadrin in a madrin. So the mehadrin consists in lighting a candle for each member of the household. Each member of the household. That's mehadrin. Then mehadrin in a madrin, so we still say misifim vehilchi. So that means the first night one candle, the second night two candles, the eighth night eight candles. So the shite of the Rambam is that the Mahadrin in Amhadrin includes the Mahadrin also. And that, then we understand that's why it's called Mahadrin in Amhadrin. If it will exclude the Mahadrin, why is so? It's two types of Idurim. why is one called Mehadrin and why is one called Mehadrin Min HaMadrin? But according to the Rambam, the Mehadrin Min HaMadrin involves a Hidu over and above the Hidu that is involved in Mehadrin. So in other words, if somebody wants to fulfill just one Hidu, so then the Balabais lights as many candles corresponding with the number of members in the household, or each member of the household lights a candle, so the net result is the same. Let's say if in the mishpoche there are 10 people in the mishpoche, so then whether the balabais lights 10 candles or each member of the household lights a candle, so in total is the same result. So is the result. So that is Mehadrin. Mehadrin min HaMadrin, the Rambam says, so it's another Hidu, over and above the first Hidu of Mehadrin. So Mele, the first night, if there are 10 members, so the first night the Balabais, or each member of the household, lights a candle, so there are 10 candles, the second night 20 candles, and the eighth night, so we have in total 80 candles. That's according to the Rambam. According to Teisves, the Mehadrin min HaMadrin does not include the Mehadrin. Teisves says, if it will include, so if somebody passes by, he will not know. He sees, let's say, the second night, he sees 4 candles. One who passes by outside, he will not know why are there 4 candles the second night. So it could be explained in two ways. Either that there is one member in the house, and Mimele, I mean there are 2 members in the house, so Mimele is 4 candles, or there are 4 members in the house. So Mimele, Teisves says that, and the Mechada Paskens like Teisves, Mikam Veilech, Meisi Veilech, Echot Becholaylo, Ach Velachrein, Yushmeino Vafilim Rabim Bnei Abayis Liadliku Yisa. So that's Teisves Shita. Now, of course, the Poskim point out that Teisves Pshat is only Shaya if every candle is lit in the same place, so then he won't know. But the way it's done today, that each one of the house lights a candle in a different place, one window, and even if it's in the same window but in different candelabrums, so one candelabrum will be at the right end of the windowsill and the other candelabrum will be at the left end of the windowsill, so mele there couldn't be any confusion as to the number of people in the house. So mele, even the way it's done today, so even Teisves would agree that the proper way of doing it is doing it like the Rambam. But anyway, in Zman of the Rishenim, so they did it differently, and all the candles, first of all, the practice was not like today, that every member of the house lights separately. The Balabais lit all the candles, but he lit as many candles as there are members in the household. So Mele, he did it in one place, so Mele, there wouldn't be a hekka. But today, everybody should do it like the Rambam. I don't know how the Sfardim are doing. So, whether they do it like the Mechaber, which is like Teisves, but it seems from all the Poskim that according to the way everybody does it today, that each member of the house lights separately in a different place, so even Teisves would agree with the Rambam that the Mehadrin min HaMehadrin should include the Mehadrin also. V'yeish emrim, but Ramos paskens like the Rambam. D'chol echon me'abayis yadlik, v'chein aminek poshut, v'yizoharu litin kol echot v'echot, nireis of mokim yuchet. Oh, that's what he says. Kidei, in order to obviate the problem that Asus mentions, that people will not know. So if everybody lights in a different place, so then people will know. Sometimes in air, so it has 2 wicks that are lit. Eile bishvil shnai. Milei koro shemen v'ikif opsileis. In other words, suppose you fill up a bowl with oil, and then you put a cover with many pores, with many holes, and then you push in a separate wick in through each pore, through each hole. So then it's a separate nail. Mili koroshem v'kiva psilis im kofalo akli kol psilo ilo bishvil neir echot loy kofalo akli afil neir echot neile lifishi hi kimidur. But suppose he does that, so then all the flames join if they are not pushed through a separate hole. So they join, so then it's like a torch. It's an avuka, and the chanike the aloha is that you cannot be yitzei with an avuka. V'lochein yesh liyizoya lahamid aneiris bishura bishove v'loi biigl. Because if you put all the neiris in a circle, so then the flames might join, so then it will be like a midura. The havik midura like havuka. Umuta lahadlik pamuti shakir lampa lamp macha shakol neir moved alhab mechaveri. V'yizoharu kishayisim neiris afil bishavo. When you make neiris from X candles, if you light a wax candle, she'enli dofkom biyachat, and you shouldn't stick one wax candle to the other, because then if you bring one wax candle next to the other, so then the flames will join, it'll start melting, and the flames will join, so it'll be an avuko. The havekim dur. Afilu bin ire shal shabes v'yontev yizoha shal askin. The question is raised against this chamor. Why does he say afil minire shal shabes v'yontev we shouldn't bring the wax candles together? Bishleim eligabe chanikes erez aloche. You cannot be mikayim the mitzvah. You're navuko. So mimele, if you bring the two wax candles together, so the flame might join. But near Shabbos there is no aloha, you cannot be mikayim the mitzvah with an avuko. So why does the Ramo say that the Mishnah Berurah, the Beir Aloha, points out it's taken from the Zohar, and the Zohar says because wax candles, if you bring together, then the wax will start melting, and then the fire might be extinguished once the wax starts melting. So then if it will be extinguished, so there will not be a Inek Shabbos, there will not be Kovet Shabbos, there will not be Shalom Abayis. So that's why we have to be careful, even when we light the nearest Shabbos, not to bring wax candles together, one next to the other. Nechanike menichi al Pesach asomuch lishus rabim v'achutz, im Abayis posuach lishus rabim, manichi al Pisrei. So if the door of the house opens to the outside, then he has to put it on the door outside. That's the way it's done in Yerushalayim. Everybody puts the Chanukah Menorah on the doorway to the outside of the Rishus Rabbi. V'im yesh chotzer lifnei habayis, manichi al Pesach hachotzer. Suppose there is a courtyard before the house. All the tenants live in many houses, and there is one courtyard that is used for all the tenants in that courtyard. So then, manichi al Pesach hachotzer. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves, and the Mechaber paskens like Teisves. Rashi says that he has to put the candelabrum on the door of the house to the courtyard, and Teisves says he has to put the candelabrum on the door of the courtyard. The courtyard has a gate to the street, so he has to put the candelabrum on the door of the gate to the Rishus Rabbim, and the Mechaber paskens like this. V'im yesh chotzer lifnei habayis, manichi al Pesach hachotzer. V'im oyedor ba'aliyah today, on a higher floor, so then she'in li Pesach posuach lishus Rabbim, manichi b'chalin asomuch lishus Rabbim. So then he has to put it up on the windowsill, so the people in the street, or today when you have buildings across the street, some mele on the same level, so those who live across the street on the same level will be able to see the menorah that is put on the windowsill. V'moidor ba'al liyoshin li Pesach posuach lishus Rabbim, manichi b'chalin asomuch lishus Rabbim. U'v'shasas hakone, there were days when the Malchus in Bavel, Gemara mentions it, so the So that was the regime war Zoroastrians. Some millet on their festivals, no one is allowed to use any fire to light any candles, because they had to use the older candles in their Bote Avedizor. So, and if somebody was caught lighting a candle, so then he was punished very severely. So Mimele, then it was mutar to put the Hanukkah candle on the table. But if he puts it on the table, so then he has to have another candle by which light he'll be able to function, because he's not allowed to be mishtamish by the light of the Hanukkah candle. Suppose he has a miduro, a fire, so then he can see and he can function by the light of the Medua, so he doesn't have to light another candle by which light he'll function. But if he sets up the candle more than chof amo, 20 amo. Now amo is either 18 inches or 20 inches or 24 inches. So if it's limailo mi chof amo, so then he's not yetzei, because it's loiminka. The person's eye cannot see it very well if the candle is more than chof amo from the ground. Now today, even those who live, let's say, on the high buildings, and in New York, there are many people who live on the 44th floor, and so on, they still can light. Why? Because across the street, there are also people, and the even Jews who live across the street on the same level, also on the 44th floor. So mainly the people who live across the street on the same level will be able to see the Hanukkah candle. So mainly it's all right. אבל בניח למעלה מחפם או לא יוצא, ואפילו לא קוקר דולוק, והניח למטה מחוב לא יוצא, דעת לא קוי זה מצווה. מצווה הניח לבטפח הסמוך לפסח מסמאל, כדי שהיא מזוזה ממין לחניקה מסמאל. ואם אין מזוזה בפסח, מניחה ממין. In other words, if he's madlik, today we are all madlik on the windowsill, but suppose you are madlik like in Yerushalayim, על פסח, on the door, so then if there is a mezuzah on the right side, so then he has to put the menorah on the left side. But if for some reason there is no mezuzah, then he puts the Hanukkah candelabrum on the right side. V'minicha b'dalas atzmei yanechenu m'chesi shel kniso l'itzatzmei. U'miyo b'zman hazeh shekolonu madlikim b'fnim. Now, what Ramos says, Bizman Azeh Shekolonu Madlikim Bifnim, is not relevant to us. That was in the days of Ramos, when the Goyim were very anti-Semitic, and there could be repercussions if they lit the candles on the door or even on the windowsill. So they had to be Madlik Bifnim, so it's like Shasakonov, the Gemara mentions. Umiyo Bizman Azeh Shekolonu Madlikim Bifnim, Vein Hekal Ibn Rishus Rabim Klal. That was in the place of the Ramor in Krakow. So there was also like Shas Sakono. They had to be Madlik Bifnim. So then, in Lochesh Rokach, Imei Madlikim Bitefach HaSomach LePesach. But this, even though it was like Shas Sakono, but since all the Jews lived in the ghetto together, so maybe they were able to light or to set up the Hanukkah Mineire on the door to the courtyard, because no goyim saw that. Imi madlik mitefach hasomuch lepesach, umikol mokim haminig lehadlik mitefach hasomuch lepesach kmei bimeim. Vein li shanis elim kin rabim neabais sheodif yeis lehadlik kiim bimokim miyuchet מלארי ונירס ביחד, ונעקה כמה נירס מדליקים, ומכל מוקים יזוהרו של הדליק ומוקים שמדליקים הנירס כל השונו, כי עוז לא יהיה הקה כלל, ואף כי אין הקה רק לבני הבייס, מכל מוקים הקה קצס מייבוי. So even though they were able to light the Hanukkah candles on the door of the house, the courtyard, but everybody had a separate house, some mele, whether he lit the Hanukkah candles on the table or on the door to the courtyard, who was able to see it nearby, because the other tenants of the other houses, they had the doors of their houses on another corner on the courtyard, so they wouldn't even be able to see it. So the Rambam says, when there is such a setup, so it doesn't matter whether you light on the doorway to the courtyard or you light in on the table in the house, because the whole Pesumenise would be kilape the people of the house and not kilape the other tenants, because the other tenants had their house at another corner on the courtyard, and ordinarily they wouldn't see it, but sometimes when they pass by they would see the candelabrum that is placed on the door to the courtyard. So mele, even in those days, in the days of the Rambam, it was more proper to put the candelabrum on the door to the courtyard than on the table. But one thing we have to be sure, that we shouldn't put the candelabrum, even if you put it on the table, we shouldn't put it on the same table where the ordinary neiris every day is put, because then there will not be any hekah. But let's say, if the ordinary neiris are put on the table in the dining room, so then the neiris Hanukkah should be put, let's say, on a dresser somewhere else. ומכל מוקים יזוהרו שלו להדליק ממוקים שמדליקים הנירס כל השונו, כי עוז לא יהיה הקה כלל, ואף כי הנה הקה רק לבני הבייס, מכל מוקים הקה קצס מייבוי. Now the Mechaba mentions ובייס הכנסס מניחי בקייס על דורן. כמוי בנירס המנירס, there is a toy safer. Oy, it's a mistake. It should be written כמוי נירס המנירו in the Midrash. Now, so there is a minek, and that's not a minek that was made, instituted in the later years. It seems, and that's how it's mentioned in Sefer Hashvanoim and the Smashma from the Tefillah HaNesim, but v'idliku neiris b'chatzris kotshecho. Why b'chatzris kotshecho? The menire was in the heichel. Why b'chatzris kotshecho? Loshin Rabbi. Many chatziris, not it, and then the menere was lit in the heichel, not in the chotzer. Not in the chotzer. Why do we say v'idliku neiris v'chatzris kotshecho? And in Hashvanoim it's also mentioned that after the Nes Chanukah and the Bais HaMikdash was liberated, so the Hashvanoim were madlik neiris in all the mikemes HaMikdash, and it's mashma, not just the Mikdash Mamesh, but even Mikdash Miat. So Memele, and that's b'chatzris kotshecho in all the Botik Nisiyas. So the but there was no takone that we have to do it. The takone was only that we have to do it in each house, but that we have to do it b'chatzris kotshecho in the Botik Nisiyas and Botik Medrash is not. So it's like the Hallel on Rish Chodesh, which is a minek. So Memele, that's why we make a broche, because we pasken that on a minig, especially a minig that was instituted by Chachme Yisrael, and maybe by the Chachme Yisrael in the Zman of the Hashmoyim, v'idliku neiris v'chasrish kotshecho, so mele certainly can be mivorech. But to be mivorech on a Chanukah menere at a wedding, that is against the din. That probably involves a broch levatom. Of course, it's a nice thing to be madlik a Chanukah menere at an affair, at a dinner, a yeshiva dinner on Chanukah, or at a wedding, or at a bar mitzvah, but no broche should be made, because we cannot make a broche unless there is a chiyuv. Whether the chiyuv is in satakone or is grounded in a mineg, but it has to be a chiyuv. This is just a nice custom. So a broche we couldn't make, and those who make a broche when they light the menorah at wedding or at dinner, make a bracha levatole. So then he says, "Ubisakneses manichei b'keisel dorem k'moi b'neiros hamneiro u'misadron u'mizrach lemayrov." Now there is a machlekes tanoim between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar b'Reb Shimon. How was the neiros of the menorah in Heichal set up? Of course, it was in the Heichal in the dorem, but b'mizrach lemayrov or being tzofen lidorem. So there is a machlekes, and it's a machlekes between Rebbe and Rebbe Reb Shimon, and there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether we pasken like Rebbe or we pasken like Rebbe Reb Shimon. So he says umisadro and mizrach lemayrov, but the Rambam paskens that in the menere in the Migdosh was set up mitzofen lidorem. So Meled Mishneh Berurah points out, so Neiros Chanukah also have to be set up mitzofen lidorem, because the Ran says, and the Rashbo and the Ran say, that in the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah there were two aspects. One aspect is Pirsum HaNisei, and the other aspect is, since the Nes occurred in the Neiros of the Menorah, so Mitzazeicha LeMikdosh, we have to light Neir Chanukah in every hall, and especially in the Mikdosh Miat. So there is more of a kiyum of Zeicha LeMikdosh than the home. In the house, as far as the mitzvah of Pirsum HaNisei is concerned, so when you light Neiros Chanukah in the house, so there is more of a kiyum mitzvah than when we light the Neiros Chanukah in Yishuv. But as far as the other aspect, according to the Rashbo and the Ran is concerned, of Zeicha LeMikdosh, so on the contrary, there is more of a kiyum mitzvah of Zeicha LeMikdosh when you light in the shul, because it's a Mikdosh Miat, than when you light in the house. Umisadro mizrach lemayrov umadlikim umivorchim mibisakneses mishum Pirsum HaNisei. So the Mechaber emphasizes the reason as to why we can make a broche is because, not because of the kiyum of Zeicha LeMikdosh, but because of the kiyum of Pirsum HaNisei. And that is a minig that was instituted by Chachmei Yisrael, perhaps even the days of the Hashvinoi. Vein odom yeitze v'neire shal b'sakneses v'tzorach l'arzor l'hadlik b'beisei v'neagin l'hadlik b'sakneses v'mircha l'mayrev v'yesh neagin l'hadlik b'erev Shabbos k'de minche v'im reitzim l'mayr l'ispar l'ach ha-shabir ha-shliach tzibu v'hidlik yachon men yuchal ha-shamash l'hadlik ha-nishorim ha-shliach tzibu yispar chotza sh'yesh l'beis psochim b'beis ruches tzorach l'hadlik b'shteyen m'pnei achshat v'im beis ha-psochim b'ruach echot v'im b'eis echot d'aylo b'achon men. Then there is no chshat. We madlik beisochim in nevorach like bechad mem. Uvisheni madlik belebrochem. Mil bizman haze shekulo madlikim bifni mamesh v'nekel b'nerush rabim klal. Afel yesh lechotzer lebayis har bepsochim v'har beruches. Im madlikim lepamachal bifnim kein nirel v'chin aminefosh.